May the words of my mouth and the meditation of all our hearts be acceptable to you, O Lord, our God, our strength, and our Redeemer. Amen. Please be seated. Well, you know how you read a lesson and all of a sudden something will creep up? Well, when Barbara was reading the first lesson from Exodus, it kind of made me smile because it says, "And you shall eat it hurriedly, the Passover of the Lord." And I thought, well, you know, for some, you could make a case on that, saying that the Holy Communion service in the sermon, it should just move right along and be short, you know? Oh, well. I thought it was funny. One of the things, even in the last verse that we sang, we learned that, you know, Jesus gives himself. He does it willingly. And the other thing is that he followed all the rites, all the Passover rituals. He followed everything that a good Jew should do. He did it. And we're to follow that example. And so we learn how to worship the Lord in honesty and in truth and when we are to. So he says, Jesus knew that his hour had come to depart from this world and go to the Father. So right there, we know that Jesus was beginning to get stressed because he knew that his time had come. But we also know that Jesus' love and obedience to God and Jesus' love for us overcame everything. And so the gospel continues with, he loves them to the end. And the them is us. Not only the people back then, but all Christians who Jesus saved. He loved us enough to continue to the very end. And he didn't have to. That's the point. But he was willing, and he was willing to be vulnerable, even to the end. We also know that he was still teaching his disciples. Even under extreme duress, he was still teaching his disciples and anyone that would listen. So they're at supper, and he gets up and he takes off his robe, and we all know that only slaves did that, the washing of the feet. Only the slaves did that. And so he's trying to teach them. Be a servant. Be like me. I'm the king. I'm the Messiah. But I'm a servant to you because I love you. And that's what Jesus was teaching them. And he went around, did it, and of course he gets to Peter, who always just puts his foot in his mouth, so to speak. He can't help it. So Peter says to him, "Lord, are you going to wash my feet?" Because he just didn't understand it. He didn't want to have any part of that. And he says, "You do not know what I am doing, but you'll understand later." Now, one would think that maybe Peter would have said, "All right, I'll go for it. I'll listen to you because you are telling me I'm going to understand later." But he doesn't. He says, "Lord, I am not going to ever let you wash my feet." Jesus tells him, "Unless I wash you, you have no share with me." And so that's like a 2x4. And so Peter goes to the other extreme and he says, "Okay, well, not only my feet, but my hands, my head, everything, you can wash me." So Peter, you know, Jesus loved him so much because he goes from one extreme to the other. And what Peter was trying to do was, like, not listen at first, and then he goes the other way. But Jesus tries to tell him, you're washed by me. You're not entirely clean, but you're washed by me. And I'm going to wash your feet and teach you how to be a servant. Because if I'm the Messiah and I do this for you, the next thing is you have to learn how to be humble and vulnerable and willing to serve other people, even people that betray you, because he washed Judas's feet as well. That's the perfect, total, complete love that Jesus had. He washed Judas's feet as well. The next thing that he says is, well, if you know all of these things about being a messenger and being, you know, a servant, being loving to one another and to follow God and to be obedient to him, if you know about these things, you're blessed. But there's that little section underneath. And what does he say? You are blessed if you do them. So we really have to love one another as Jesus loved us. We have to worship and love and obey God, just like Jesus showed his example of and how he did to the very end, till his death. And then finally, the gospel, it just keeps hammering away at love, because it says, I give you a new commandment, that you love one another. Just as I have loved you, you also should love one another. Sounds easy, but it can be hard, but it can be done. And if we are Jesus' brothers and sisters, if we are Christians, if we belong to God, that is what we are to do. And he tells us, this is the best way to evangelize, because he says, by this love that you have for God, that you have for one another, by this love, everyone will know that you are my disciples, if you have love for one another. So during Lent, there's a lot of themes, but one thing to reflect on is, do we love one another as Jesus loved us? Are we willing to love God and one another to the end? Are we willing to be humble and servants? And are we willing to be vulnerable and love everyone in Jesus' name?